Nolte, 70% say Kamala Harris's economy is getting worse. By John Nolte on July 30, 2024. 70% of adults say the economy under President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris is getting worse, according to polling from Gallup. Between July 1 and 21, 2024, Gallup surveyed 1,010 adults and found that only 24% believe the economy is getting better. At the beginning of 2024, in February, only 61% said the economy was getting worse, while 32% said the economy was getting better. Since then, those numbers have all slid in the wrong direction. Economic Confidence Index registers minus 35 in July. Reports Gallup, which is stable compared with the past 2 months and consistent with the longer trend of negative public sentiment about the current and future American economy. Gallup's Economic Confidence Index did show improvement between November and March, gaining 20 points, but since then has slid back to where it was in December 2023. During President Joe Biden's term, confidence has slumped to as low as minus 58 in June 2022 amid soaring inflation, the worst reading since the Great Recession in 2008 and early 2009. Under the Biden/Harris administration, that number dropped to as low as minus 58 in June 2022. Along with a catastrophic open border, what will drive the 2024 election is the economy. The corporate media can happy talk the economy all they want, and heaven knows they will, but people vote on what they feel about the economy. And Kamala Harris is part of an administration that tanked our economy. Right now, we are all dealing with an inflation rate that has accumulated to around 20%. This is likely why, despite a full week of corporate media gushing over her candidacy, the polls have not moved much. Voters are not stupid, especially in this era where new media is just as capable as the fake media in getting the truth out. The legacy media's arrogance behind their obvious plot to turn cackly McNever Borders R into Barack Obama 2.0 is absurd. This is not 2008. The corporate media no longer have a monopoly on information and, unlike Obama, Kamala cannot hide behind platitudes. She has an actual record. She is the sitting vice president of an administration that has failed on every front, especially on the economy. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.